One of the greatest Australian entertainers passed away over the weekend, the great Bert Newton. What a shock and what a tragedy, not only for, I suppose, for a lot of Melbourneites, also for a lot of Aussies who, you know, had him in their homes for a majority of their lives. I mean...
Well, we've all grown up with him, haven't we? We haven't known life, obviously, without Bert Newton. And, well, he is an entertainment icon, legend, born entertainer. It's just so sad that he's passed away. But, I mean, he was... He had been battling some really serious health complications after having his leg amputated, obviously, as well.
Quadruple bypass surgery a few years ago. So, I mean, this guy has been through the ringer. But he always managed to keep a smile, keep a laugh, even during that that adversity. And, you know, the best thing was they always talked about Bert having, you know, a toupee. And, like, that was always kept a big secret till a few years ago when he actually started sporting his bald locks. And, you know, realised that he liked poking fun at himself all the time. And I that's what makes him so lovable.
Absolutely.
He just was, you know, had a go at himself all the time and was the butt of every joke, which I thought was brilliant.
Well, that generosity of spirit. Well, that's what Paddy, his wife, she said he had such a fabulous attitude, gave us so much joy right up to the end. He was the most wonderful man. Isn't that just so beautiful to hear her saying that? And I'd really loved reading through all of the Facebook tributes and social media tributes over the weekend. And one particularly touched me, which is a friend of mine called Brookie Webb. And I met Brooke when I was working in Hobart. She was running the massive Taste of Tassie Festival. So she joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Brookie.
Oh, Al, hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, I probably didn't do you justice introducing you. You're currently the CEO of the Sydney Writers Festival.
Wow.
She's just basically a guru from way back. She is a NIDA graduate. And you actually had the very good fortune of being the resident director of a show that Bert was on back in 2004-2005.
I did, yes. I was the resident director of The Producers, Mel Brooks' famous The Producers.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about some of your experiences with Bert at that time.
Oh, look, and I think I just have to say, I think you have both done such a beautiful job of kind of capturing some of Bert's spirit, you know, the generosity of spirit that he had, the fact that he was had this self-depreciating kind of humour. That was also true. I mean, he was such a charming, witty man, and I think, you know, the beauty of working in theatre, and I was talking with Al about this morning, is that you work so closely with everyone. It's not just them, but it's their families that you get to know. And I remember every night we just opened in Melbourne, and Paddy would arrive in her, you know, BMW Webster. She'd double park out the front, and she'd bring in dinner for Bert, leave it at stage door, and you could almost smell Paddy before you could see her. But you got to know the whole family, and it was, you know, Bert just had this amazing way of making you feel like a million bucks. He just had this warmth and, like you say, this generosity of spirit. But he was also one of the cheekiest people I have ever had to work with. I mean. But that was his spirit. He was just an entertainer on and off the stage.
Was it daunting when you first knew you were going to be working with Bert? Were you nervous?
Oh my God! When Bert walked into the room, the rehearsal room for the very first time, not only did we have Susan Stroman, who was the director of The Producers, who'd flown in from the US, we had Reg Livermore, we had Tom Berlinson, Chloe Dallimore. Then you've got Bert Newton that walk in the room, and you just think, oh my God, you just want to hide. like, what do I have to offer to these people? Yeah. You know, but there, Bert was welcoming from the get-go. It was always arms wide open. And, you know, I remember we moved the show from Melbourne to Sydney and it opened at the Lyric. And it was at that time, it was just as we were about to hit opening night, Graham Kennedy had passed.
Aww.
And, of course, they were such... I mean, they were...
Well, they started out as rivals in radio and then, of course, ended up working together on his TV show.
Oh, that's it. That's it. So, I mean, the amount of love that there was for Bert, the whole cast and crew really got behind him. But testament to his professionalism is the fact that he could get on and do that show that night.
Oh, and he would have been so devastated and really hurting on the inside.
Oh, it was, I mean, you could see the hurt in his eyes. You could see everything about him, but he did that, and it's part of that story of theatre when things don't go according to plan, everyone comes together, and I think it was one of Bert's best shows. We all knew behind the scenes. Well, everyone in the audience knew as well.
Yes, would have known too. Yeah, it would have been a special night, actually, I would imagine. And, Brookie, what about some of his offstage antics? I mean, what did you guys get up to after the shows or after rehearsals?
Oh.
Would the drinks flow?
Oh, yeah, we just packed up and went home. No.
Yeah.
Bert used to have his own little speakeasy bar that in his dressing room that he used to kind of, it was an invite-only affair, and he would stir up cocktails and you would sit around, and I don't think anyone but Bert would speak in those rooms because you would just sit there listening to these stories about people and, you know, Graham Kennedy, Don Lane, the full gamut of Bert's career, these stories were just rolling out, and you just felt like you were part of some privileged world just hearing what happens behind the scenes, you know, because as you said, he's not just a king of comedy, he's a legend.
Yeah.
And his marriage is one of those great romances of Australian entertainment. I mean, you know, he met Patty so many years ago and they stuck it out through thick and thin.
Oh, absolutely. And just, as I said, I just have this image of Patty arriving every night on the dot of, you know, 6 o'clock, delivering Bert a hot dinner.
Isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that beautiful? I mean, he could have had however many people bringing stuff to his room, but for Patty to want to do that, turn up and bring his meals. I tell you what, Bert's bar, that speakeasy every night. Now, that would be a Netflix show that people would pay to watch, isn't it? To hear all those stories from back in the day. Brookie Webb, thank you so much for your reflections. And it was just beautiful reading your post on Saturday and your dedications to Bert and the great man that he was. And I'm sure you'd agree that no one deserves a state funeral more than Bert Newton.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. It's very sad news. But I have this feeling in my, you know, in my heart that he's up there creating no end of chaos.
Yes.
With Graham Kennedy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, CEO of the Sydney Writers Festival, Brooke Webb. And back in the day, she was Bert Newton's resident producer on the show. Well, the producers.
Funny show.
Mel Brooks show. I know. I love it. Thanks, Brookie.
Thanks, Al.
You're most welcome. Bert Newton, one of the greatest entertainers in Australia. Take a listen.
Well, thank you. Let's see how you feel after you see the show. Well, it's come to this, eh? No reprieve. This is the last. I'll tell you when to sit. If you keep. You may now sit down. There you go. And we've broken the rule this morning. The ugly ones are in the front row. That's okay. Well, as you can imagine, for everybody who works on the show, and I don't want this to become this morning a bird-only thing, because this has been the best team show that I've ever worked on in terms of crew, behind the scenes. So whatever the emotions are this morning, they're shared. It's not just about me. It's about a terrific show which happened to become one of the best journeys I've made. And you can't say this too often, but regardless of any emotions, I've had a lot of fun. I've met people that I wouldn't have had the chance of meeting before. Belvedere.
Valet Bert Newton, 1938 to 2021. One of those people we certainly will remember for the rest of time.